as somebody who was, you know, you were an icon in the 70s, how do you think the industry treats women as they age?
It's not as easy as some people assume it to be. It seems like every time I open up a newspaper, they're always talking about the sensational success of Marie Helvin, you know, relaunching her career at the age of 50. Let me tell you, it was really hard work to convince anybody to use me at 50. I mean, now it's been fantastic, and I work steadily. Having said that, the jobs are very few and far in between. I mean, Twiggy's got her M&S, and I do lots of different things myself, but I'm sure she will tell you the same. And I can't think of any other models in their 50s. I mean, Jerry is not a model. She's an actress these days. So who else is there? Just Twiggy and myself. But it's tough. And I think the reason it's tough, or part of the reason, is because the advertising agencies are full of very, very young people. Maybe the average age is 30. You know, the whiz kids that come up with the ideas, the slogans. Now, their idea of 50 is not a true idea of what 50 is. Their idea of 50 is maybe their granny. They have no idea that this is what 50 looks like. I am what 50 looks like. All my friends that are in their 50s look like me. I mean, we don't look alike, but this is what 50s look like. You know, I just don't understand it. Why do they think that we should all look like Gloria Hunniford? I mean, it's just crazy to me. I mean, I know Gloria is older, but I think that's their definition of a woman in her 50s.
So you started, or you became sort of world famous at around 19. At what age did you feel that the work dried up?
It didn't kind of dry up so much as I just knew it was about to dry up, because all models know, you know, when the phone stops ringing as often, when your agent isn't calling you every day, and you want to kind of bow out as gracefully as possible without making, you know, a fuss. So I guess for me, and it did last for quite a while, I guess that late 30s, and that's when I started to get more into broadcasting and doing the DVD and the fitness and writing books about health. So I hadn't modeled in years until I turned 50. And I decided to model again because I had to. I had no choice in the matter. It was my livelihood. I was a single woman. No one else pays my bills. It's how I earn my living. And it's the only job I've ever done. It's something I do well. I know how to do it. So yes, but having said that, as I said, I'm very lucky, because I'm sure that there's lots of women my age that were models that are thinking, God, I wish I could get back into it. It's not easy. It really isn't.